I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hey everyone, this is Deontay Henderson, welcoming you back to another episode of Just Deontay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate the continuous love and support. You guys have been with me for months now. I think it's going on a year. I just want to say thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And to the new listeners out there, welcome to the show. So for those of you out there listening, you're probably wondering, where has he been? And I will tell you where I have been. Recently, I've been working. I've been writing a lot this year, guys. I wrote a lot of stories this year that you guys aren't even aware of yet. If you don't know and you're just now tuning in, I'm a children's book author, and I've written 4. But recently, I just released my 5th book, so that's where I was. I was working on getting out my 5th book entitled Kid Smooth, and this book is actually a graphic novel slash comic book, and it's about a superhero, a young superhero. And his name is Kid Smooth, and he's a 14-year-old, and his real name is Cassius Prince. You're probably wondering, why Cassius Prince? So, for me, this book, it's about a brand new superhero, and I'm introducing him to the world, but he's a superhero. He has superpowers that humans in real life will never have, right? But I'm actually paying homage to people who I consider real superheroes in real life. So, you ask the name, why did you name your character Cassius Prince? Cassius is Muhammad Ali's real name, so Cassius Clay. So I named him Cassius, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I wanted to honor another Minnesota hero, and of course that's Prince Rogers Nelson, known to the world as Prince. And those two are just some big influences in my life. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, that's just somebody. He's a real champion. He's a great athlete. He had a great mindset, but he really cared for improving his people and advancing us. So he's always been a hero of mine. I like to see that he was someone who was confident. He said what he was going to do. He put the work in and then he backed it up. So that's my biggest hero outside of my mom and people in my family. And Jesus, of course. But outside of that, it's Muhammad Ali. Someone who I always admired. So I had to pay tribute to him. And I'm not going to tell you guys too much, 'cause I want you to actually check it out. And I want you to, I really believe that you'll get into it. But I'll give you a little something about it. So Kid Smooth, he's a superhero. He has the ability to time travel. He has leaping ability, super speed, and he can teleport. And basically, he earns this power because he's committed to bettering himself. And you guys may be thinking, oh, that's kind of boring. No, if you actually read it, he's committed to becoming great. He wants to be successful, so he understands that he has to obtain knowledge to be successful. And because of that pursuit of knowledge, he runs into an opportunity that provides him a new opportunity to become a superhero. And basically, when you're reading this, it's gonna be full of laughter. It's appropriate. I say started ages like 7 to 11 and up. Adults that have been reading it have been enjoying it, but he's a young man. He's got his buddies. He's saving the world. He's this confident young man, kind of like Ali. He's a confident young man. He's a 14-year-old kid. He has these new powers and responsibilities. And the basic thing I want people to, the basic message I want people to grasp from Kid Smooth is that knowledge is power. The more you learn, the more you can do. The more knowledge you obtain, the more access you have, the more powerful you will become. And I try to do it in a fun way so kids enjoy it and adults enjoy it. And so far, it's been getting good reviews and good love and publicity. And I'm grateful for that. So thank you, everybody who's out there already supporting it. But Kid Smooth, new young superhero, has the power to teleport, time travel, speed, leaping ability. And he's just a wise, cracking, confident young man. And it's a game changer. And if you're reading it, you're going to see that I'm paying homage to guys that I consider real life heroes. So mostly they're African American people that I consider real life superheroes to me, who I saw as motivational in my life. And there's some more in there as well of other races and different backgrounds. But these are just people who are inspirations to me. And I think that others should, look into, and it would be helpful to them to learn about these people. So Kid Smooth. Oh, name Smooth. Smooth, I started selling wristbands in my junior year of college. I started making these wristbands. I was in my dorm room. I said, man, I was watching a documentary on Nike. And I said, man, Nike, I can start my own Nike. I need a name. So I said, okay, I always say smooth. That's smooth. That's real smooth, man. I always tell my teammates and my friends, I like that. That's smooth. And I said, you know what? Smooth is my name. And I said, okay, what can it stand for? And so it's S-M-O-O-V-E. And that means steady moving on our visions every day. And so I created wristbands, and I would have all different colors. And I had the colors of fraternity and sorority colors because I went to an HBCU, Tennessee State University. So I knew that those people would be interested in the wristbands, whether they liked the saying or not. A little marketing. I don't think everybody was aware of that when I did it, but it caught their eye. And I would put Smooth on it. And then the motto was, or it still is, grind so you shine. And if you look at the cover of Kid Smooth, you'll see that. And I would make these wristbands and I would go and sell them for $2 all across campus. And I realized in a few months, most of the athletes on campus were wearing the wristbands, and most of them didn't even know it came from me because I was having other push out the wristbands. You know, some sell dope, I sell hope. So I actually had people selling the wristbands for me because I understood that I'm not gonna be able to reach everybody. So I had everyone getting the wristbands, and I saw that the athletes had them, the faculty had them. And students had them, regular students, and some people didn't even know that it came from me, and that was just fine with me. I just wanted the message to be known. And then people were like, hey man, you gotta make more clothes with this, more wristbands, more hats. And I was like, no, Smooth is bigger than clothing. It's bigger than wristbands. It's something bigger. And last year I came up with the idea. I said, man, I want to make a superhero. What will I name him? I looked at my wristband I had on, I looked down at my hand, said Smooth. I said, oh, there it is. And then so, you know, Smooth, grind so you shine is a motto, and Kid Smooth just embodies everything. And it's even the story, and it's his character, and everything around it is him literally moving on his vision every day. And that's what Smooth represents. And now he's here, and I'm grateful that I got to team up with an amazing, one of the best young artists on the planet, Isaiah Flemister. I call him Flem. He's the man. You guys need to check out his work. If you go on Instagram, his name is Famous After Death, and he's a genius. He's an amazing artist. He's a tattoo artist. He draws. He does portraits. He does painting. Everything. That's the guy to do it. He did this comic/graphic novel with me. It's doing very well. If you're listening to this, if you listen to the whole podcast today, I apologize for this promotional podcast, but there's no other way I can let you guys know. I mean, I'm my own agent, manager, author, publicist, all that, so I have to be the one to promote. So I apologize if you found this one annoying, but if you go ahead, check it out. I'm sure you'll love it. If you don't want to pay, it's $9 and some change on Amazon and Barnes & Noble at the moment. But if you have the Kindle app and you don't need the actual device, the Kindle device, you can have the app on your phone. It's a free app, and you can get the book Kid Smooth on your phone for $1.99, and it'll show up good on your phone. You can mess with it, zoom in, and all that stuff. So it's going to show up really good on your phone. I made sure that it did that. So I'm proud to introduce to the world Kid Smooth. This is Deonta Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.